Blog Talk Radio.
Hello,
darling.
Darling.
I said
hello.
Darling.
What's up, girl?
Cheers.
She's breaking the news.
I said
hello.
By the following sponsors.
Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com or give them a call at 630-305-0230 for your reservation tonight. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GetLimo.com. And tell Mario Dolly sent you. Throw in a couple beers in that next limo ride, Mario, would you, for my friends? The Naperville Trolley and Tours is a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Use the trolley for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Hey, Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. I love this restaurant. It's one of my favorite places to take my intern, Tim. Tim, you love it? Yes, he does. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. Check out Bricconi's.com. Arthur Murray danced in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Love taking lessons there. My partner there is George. Ask for George or any of them. Luke, great. They're all great. James, Kelly, I love them all. Arthur Murray, if you call and tell them that you heard it on the Dolly McCarthy Show, your first dance lesson is free. Yes, we're all about the free stuff on this show. Well, here's something that's not really free, but it's pretty cheap to do this weekend. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play, is having their Naper Nights concerts. This is the final one. Can it really be that summer's over? I can't believe it. Nope, Naper Nights, August 21st, that's this Friday and Saturday, the 22nd. Mike and Joe will be there on Friday night. Love Mike and Joe. And then Saturday is Simply Elton. It's going to be a good time. I'll be there Saturday. Come and see me. Come say hello. Check out NaperSettlement.org, where history comes to play. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at the low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since the year 2000. Is purchasing or financing a home part of your summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number, 630-404-4272. Homebridge Financial Services.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. You know what? I can't believe it. It's already the school year started. I don't know about you, but I am tired. I'm exhausted. Let's first open up this show, okay? This is indeed the good show where I bring you good news. Besides that bit of bad news, I'm exhausted. Aren't you glad I just let you all know that? Every week I bring you good news, good guests, good topics to discuss, and at least one good laugh, right? I try. Well, this is going to be a fun show. This is all about music today. You know I love my country music, but we've got a violinist coming in. We've got Thirsty Boots Band in the house. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
All right. Well, we're going to get to them shortly, but guess what? Here's some good news. Do you remember my friend Pat Lanzini? She's the number one doll face. Well, last week she was on the show, and she was going for Queen of Garlic Fest, and she's got some news to share with us. Pat, are you there? Garlic Fest was in Highwood. Pat, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show. We missed you. We missed you already. You're not here today.
I wish I could come out there, but I won. I am now the Garlic Queen for Highwood for 2015-16.
Yay! The word is the one Garlic Queen. So does that mean you have to rub garlic on yourself and smell like garlic for a whole year until you pass the crown on to the next person? Is that what does that mean now that you're Garlic Queen?
Well, I say garlic is a sweet stink, and so garlic is good for you in every way, shape, or form. I am actually going to be representing Highwood for so many occasions and events for the next year. And my reign is for 1 year, and then next year I get to hand off to the next queen. And it hasn't been 24 hours yet, and it's been a whirlwind. And I feel like Miss America because it was like whisked off for interviews and pictures, and then the party started. We did some dancing, and my parents came up from the city, and then we went to a couple of local eateries and some drinking establishments and had some fun. And so it was a late night for the queen. And then this morning, first thing,
where are you on? You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, I did something before you. I was at a breakfast meeting for a chamber and now with you. And then I also got an invitation to go to the local schools and do reading with kids.
Aww. And you know, more popular than the mayor over there. We don't even know the mayor's name of Highwood. But we know Pat Lindsay. The Queen of Garlic. I love that. Well, congratulations. I know you really wanted it, and you deserve it. You're just a great ambassador for Highwood.
Oh, I love this town. I you know, like you, I came from Chicago, born and raised. And I love being here. I have so much fun. It's a wonderful town. They make you feel like family here. And it was pretty amazing last night when I got up to do my acceptance speech and just the response, you know, and we had, I think, around 3,000 people in our little town in the park last night.
Wow, and you gave an acceptance speech and everything. This is a big deal. Well, Pat, congratulations. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of all the good work you do for charities in Highwood, and we're looking forward to coming out and sponsoring Pumpkin Fest in Highwood.
Yeah,
and
we're going to pump up for pumpkins now.
Tell me what is the organization that benefits autism? I don't want to say the wrong one. There's a couple of groups out there. Which one is it that you guys are benefiting?
It's the Society of Illinois.
The Autism Society of Illinois. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
yeah,
so those days are out there. After garlic, now Pat's moving on to pumpkin. Do they have a pumpkin queen?
No, but I say I should be the pumpkin princess.
Oh, you're moving on to princess.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Pat, congratulations. Thanks for calling in. It was good to have you on the show. Enjoy it.
Hi, I'm Jamie Lynn Spears, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Folks, this is Joe Diffie, and you're listening to my friend, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right. Last night, you know, I was telling you at the beginning of the show, I was tired. I'm tired. You know why? Because I'm a true Cubs fan. I stayed up late, and I watched them lose to Detroit. You know what the final score was? 15-8. I think there were 5 home runs by Detroit. I thought the Cubs smacked 2. It was a windy night. Very windy. Are you guys Cubs fans?
Oh, yeah.
Thirsty Boots is in the house. Yeah. Ken, Katie, and Andrea, I get it, Honey Key.
Yes,
Honey Key. She's here. Come closer to the mic, guys, so we can hear you. I'm glad to have you guys in the studio. On this show, we always feature non-for-profits. Before I jump, I just left the Cubs laying there, but, you know, better luck next time. We've had a pretty exciting run so far. It's keep going. We're going to keep it going. Yeah. Yeah. 8 runs. Can't complain. You know, they did put up a fight, but I'm tired. I'm also tired because this week was back to school. The kids, I got my 4 daughters back to school. My son, Jimmy, went off earlier in the month. He's at University of Wyoming, and I got the 4 girls off to school on Wednesday. Yeah, you know what? Celebrate a little bit. Yeah, I tell you, I loved it. I had a great summer with the kids, but I am flat broke. They needed to go back.
Yeah,
if we had another month, I don't know what I would do. I'd have the collection agency calling me. Where are the bills? No, it's crazy how much it is every day. Like, Mark, who do this? And you want to do it because those lunches at Chipotle, they add up. I don't know if we can hear you very well, Ken. You got to get right up to the mic there.
That's my cold.
You know, on this show, we like to feature not-for-profit. So this week, we're not going to have a specific representative from a not-for-profit. I thought we'd mix it up a little bit. And this still counts because we have Thirsty Boots here, and they're going to be singing at Naperville's Last Fling, which benefits the proceeds from that event, benefit not-for-profits, many non-for-profits in the Naperville area. So we're thrilled that you guys are here, and we're really thrilled that you're going to be playing at the Last Fling on the Dolly McCarthy Show Entertainment Stage.
That's why we're doing it.
That's right.
That's the only country stage there. So, yeah, we're thrilled.
Yeah, you got to get a little close.
I'm going to put this mic right up.
Tim, help these guys. Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. We did move to a new studio, so we're down a mic. It's growing. It's moving pains, you know. We're getting there. So you have to just, like, talk right into the mic. I thought I explained this to you before the show.
I know, right?
But anyway, okay. So I digress. Oh, the Last Fling is Labor Day weekend. And Homebridge Financial Services and the Dolly McCarthy Show are sponsoring the entertainment stage this year. I correct myself. I said the Dolly McCarthy Entertainment Stage, but Homebridge Financial, which is also a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. There's some great folks over there. They're really doing all they can to be involved in the community, Homebridge. So I salute them. I'm really proud to be associated with that company because they really want to give back to the community. They're making huge strides and efforts to do that. So anyway, we are thrilled that Thirsty Boots is going to be on the stage.
Well, cool.
We can't wait. We are so excited.
Okay, yeah. So Andrew, let's jump right in. So what I got to do a shout out really quick though before I forget, Tim, to the Hollywood Palms. We had a great show. It's a sold out show, Tim, on Sunday night for the Elvis tribute party. Ronnie B. Elvis was there. I was emceeing it. The only hiccup was we didn't have the sound for Ronnie B. to start performing, Ronnie B. Elvis to perform. So they're like, Dolly, go out there and talk to everybody. I thought I was going to talk for a few minutes, you know. I'm not a comedian.
Right.
But I sure was one Sunday night. 40 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I had to talk to the audience. I had some of them laughing.
Yeah, way to wing it. That's
it
good.
Was hilarious. I had never done that before for 40 minutes while we were waiting for Ronnie B. Elvis to come out. We had a good time. It was a great crowd. Afterwards, they asked for pictures with me and autographs. Isn't that hilarious? Like me? I thought they were in line for Elvis. I guess that was a little entertaining.
It was a good time.
It was so much fun. You guys got to come next year when it's the 39th anniversary. I did sing a song with Elvis.
Briefly
we sang Fever.
Yeah, Fever.
Did you?
Yeah.
He didn't really let you sing, though.
Briefly.
Kind of like,
wait, were you there, Ken?
I saw it. No, I wasn't there, but I saw it on
YouTube. You saw it on YouTube?
Yeah.
The YouTube?
Yeah,
because I did.
He threw it at you, and then you're like, okay. And
yeah, it was. I don't know the words to Fever, except you give me Fever. Oh, you have a beautiful voice. Let's hear you.
That's all I said. Get close.
I want people to hear you. I'm sorry. You have to be closer to this mic.
All right. We'll get right on it like this.
Yeah. So how long have Thirsty Boots, how long have you guys been together? And first of all, let me just say this.
Sure.
There's not many good country bands out there. And this one is one. Thirsty Boots is a great country band.
Thank you.
Thank you. We think so.
And you have a beautiful voice. You do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, yeah. I love to sing, but my voice is gone now. I haven't been using it much lately other than to get my kids out of bed in the morning. So how long have you guys been together, Thirsty Boots, and how many people in the band? There's only two here today. You couldn't fit them all because we only have one mic.
Well, it's five of us.
Five of you?
Yeah, you can hear me? There you go.
Yeah, come right to the mic.
And you know what? In this band, we're really blessed because we can just do about any song we want to do, thanks to Andrew.
Yeah.
And, you know, the big play today is You know, female artists are really popular today. We know that, right? So any female artist song that we want to do, we just throw it at Andrea. A week later, she comes back. And we could stand up there and play kazoos, and we get an applause. But with her voice, we go
nowhere. I think she's being super sweet to me right now.
Well, we're sitting so close.
Right? I know, we are really close.
Yes, get comfy. Hopefully you guys are good friends,
right,
and
right,
put your deodorant on this morning.
Well, now we are.
There's no doubt.
We are very close in this new studio.
We've been together for about 2 years now, and most bands go through just different kind of transitions, so we've had a couple of artists come and go with us and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty lucky that I still get to play guitar and with the drummer, who's my twin brother. And then we have a bass player.
You have a twin brother?
Yeah, I have an identical.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have to be looking. Yeah.
They are identical. They look so much alike.
Yeah, yeah. And we have a guitar player, plays lead guitar, Tim Donaldson. Excellent lead.
I thought you were lead guitar player.
No,
Ken.
I play, we jump back and forth on guitar, and then I play rhythm guitar. So I keep the rhythm of the band along with my twin. So we are kind of synced up that way. And then Rob Martinez, he's our bass player. So about five-piece band.
So 2 years you guys have been together. You've played in other bands, right, before this one?
Too many to count. You know?
Too many to count. Okay.
You know, you grew up through those stages. I grew up playing guitar all my life, and then you do the rock thing, especially when you grow up with a drummer as a twin.
Yeah.
So you get all over that Rush and REO and Journey.
Oh,
I just gave away my age. And but what's popular right now, as you know best, is the country rock scene, the Nash pop,
yes,
we call it. So it's and anyone that's been to, you know, the Keith Urbans and the Kenny Chesney concerts, all of a sudden you start hearing AC/DC come out.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
Big crossover, a lot of fun, big draw, and so we kind of focused on that. Yeah.
Well done. And so now with Andrea, how have you been in bands your whole life? Or?
I have, since my mid-20s. I joined my first band. I joined Thirsty Boots.
You're only like late 20s now.
Oh, you're sweet. I wish I could say that, but
this girl is hot. Talk about girl crush. Are you going to sing girl? I got a girl crush on her.
Well,
she is adorable.
Well, ditto. We have to say the same. So, I joined Thirsty Boots just this last winter. So we haven't been together too long. I was with Last Exit South just before that, which is also a local country band in the northern suburbs. And I met these guys, and I just fell in love with their sound, their work ethic. We're just having a great time.
Did they have auditions for female voices that come
Not really. Actually, I reached out to Ken to just do some acoustic work. So it kind of started that way, and we were working acoustically a little bit together. And then it just happened that my other band was breaking up because two of the members were moving, one to Vegas, one to Orlando. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to rebuild. And so they brought me into Thirsty Boots, and I've had a blast ever since.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, where are you from? You look a little Southern.
No, I'm St. Charles. Not that far.
That's south of Wisconsin.
So correct that. You look a little western.
You got the look going, like a little bit of Miranda Lambert. You know, you got the look of that, looking going. So when you get up on stage with these guys, you seem so polite and sweet here. What is your style up there? How would you describe her style, Ken?
Yeah, you describe it.
Sweet and polite.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it, right? Yeah.
Not always.
She's
got that
southern charm.
Yeah, as soon as she gets into that Bobby McGee song. Starts ripping it, but mostly sweet.
We want to see that side of you, that Bobby McGee side.
Because a lot of our kids' friends show up, daughters, so you got to stay sweet and polite. After they kick them out of the bars, after what, 10 or 11 o'clock curfew, you can't be there, and then we can get a little raw.
You have different ratings for the show, like a PG show and our show, and whoa.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So
we change it up.
So when you guys are on Last Lane, you're going to be there September 6th. Right?
Correct.
What time is good?
4 o'clock to 5:30.
I'm so honored I get to introduce you guys.
I'm so
cool.
Excited you're going to be there.
You come up and sing a song.
I can't
with us,
wait.
Right?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be in a band.
Yeah.
I won't get into all that, but you know, I feel like I lost my voice because I haven't been singing in over 4 years.
How
over. I used to be pretty darn good. I used to sing Joan Jett song. I can't do that anymore.
Well, you should practice Something Bad by Miranda and Carrie Underwood and do that with me.
Oh, that would be so fun. Get out.
We'd have a blast.
Something bad about to happen. I can think
she's
of
got it.
There you go.
All right, yeah, maybe we'll work on that one.
Yeah, we'll talk.
All right,
we'll talk, because that would be fun.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Tim is writing it down.
Yeah,
oh, gosh. So Sunday night, Sunday all day, it's country day.
Awesome,
and you got to come out to after church, after your brunch, come out and see Thirsty Boots on Sunday, and you guys are probably going to add a few rock and roll songs in there. Well, we can mix it up. You can mix it up a little bit. All right, so Ken's got his guitar here. I love the acoustic guitar.
Yeah,
love it.
It's my favorite.
I've always wanted to learn how to play guitar. I should have done it years and years and years ago, but maybe
never
it's not
too late.
Yeah, right.
I'll teach you guitar. You teach her that's something bad. And
yeah.
That would be so.
Dolly will hit the road.
Cool. We'll meet up somewhere, some Starbucks singing. Okay, so we got Andrea Honeykey and Ken Katie going to sing.
What do you want to do?
We're going to do Girl Crush.
Love that song. Okay, let's get the mic close. We really want
to. I'll get away from
it. Yeah. I'll get in the mic and he'll get away.
Girl Crush is sung by
Big Town.
Little Big Town, yes.
I don't know if you pick up the guitar, but more importantly, the voice.
I've got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I got a hard rush. Ain't slowing down. I got it real bad. Want everything she has. That smile in that midnight laugh. She's giving you now. I want to taste her lips, yeah, cause they taste like you. I want to drown myself in a bottle of her perfume. I want her long blonde hair. I want her magic stuff, yeah, cause then maybe then you'd want me just as much. I've got a girl crush. I've got a girl crush. I don't get no sleep. I don't get no peace. Thinking about your bed sheet, the way that she's whispering, the way that she's pulling you in. Lord knows I've tried, can't get her off my mind. I wanna taste her lips, yeah, cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself. Bottle of her perfume. I want her long blonde hair. I want her magic touch. Yeah, cause then maybe then you'd want me just as much. I've got a girl crush.
Take it away, Kevin.
I've got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I got a hard rush. It ain't slowing down.
Whoa. Oh my goodness, the sweetest voice. You guys sounded fantastic. I got goosebumps there.
Oh,
and here
you.
It is. It's early in the morning. This is a live show, and that voice sounds so amazing.
Right?
The morning voice.
Why don't you tell everyone the truth now? Little Big Town's
really
here.
Just thirsty. Right, yeah, right.
That's right.
Right.
No, no, you are just as good. Holy cow.
Thank
I got goosebumps.
You.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes.
So much.
And I get to see it. She's over here. I can smile. You guys are having a good time.
Oh,
isn't
this
it great?
Love, yeah.
You guys have
full.
You have full-time jobs, right?
Sure.
Don't you
yeah.
work at a bank in
Naperville? I work at Naperville Bank and Trust, right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. And
I
what
work
about
for
you,
Northwestern
Andrew?
Medicine. Used to be Cadence Health, now Northwestern.
Are you a nurse? I would guess.
Everybody says that first thing, but no, I work in the medical records department. I'm an analyst, so.
Okay. I would have totally guessed a nurse.
Yeah,
for
no.
sure. You just have that sweetness about you. It just kind of radiates off of you. So,
yeah,
oh,
so we got
man.
The real
Thank
jobs.
You.
Yeah, that kind of
the real jobs that you do this. How often do you guys practice or get together, I should say?
Once a week.
That's it?
Yeah.
Once a week.
It's kind of hard to get
band.
It in.
Yeah.
And then are you booked every weekend doing gigs?
It was a little crazy this summer. We had a lot of great shows, and it was nice. We played pretty much every weekend in July, I think.
Yeah.
But then we got a couple weeks off, and now we've got a few shows coming up, but we're kind of regrouping and adding a lot of new music and material mm-hmm. since a lot of our same fans come to our shows. We want to keep them entertained with some new stuff. So,
yeah.
But yeah, we'll be out acoustic on August 28th, next Friday night at Indian Lakes Resort. Ken and I on the patio doing acoustic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to miss that one. If you can't get to Naperville Glass Fling on September 6th to see Thirsty Boots, Andrea Honeykey is here. Ken Cady is here. I got to take a quick break and play a promo. Speaking of Glass Fling, I'll be right back.
Hey, it's Chris Daughtry. Mark your calendar for Labor Day weekend. Saturday, September 5th, we'll be rocking the main stage at the Naperville JC's Last Fling. Get your tickets now at lastfling.org.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin Lynch, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Let's roll. All right, we are back. I'm so thrilled to have in the studio today, live, part of the Thirsty Boots Band, two out of the five.
Yes.
The Fabulous Five. They're going to be performing at Naperville's Last Fling on September 6th. What's the time again?
Four to
5:30. Yep. An hour and a half. God, I hope it's not too hot for you.
Yeah, I think this will be okay.
Yeah, you're veterans at this. You've been doing this all summer long.
Yeah, right. Well, the summer's been going, though. It hasn't been too hot.
It hasn't been too bad, yeah.
You wear a jacket today?
What is the most? Yeah, I brought a windbreaker.
Yeah.
So what's been the most fun about this for you guys?
Well, we had the privilege of being one of the opening bands at Naperville Rib Fest for the band Perry.
Yes, the band Perry. I love that country band.
Yeah.
How was that experience?
Incredibly awesome.
Did you get to meet the band?
Couple
high fives.
Not Kimberly
high,
and
just kind of high waves.
So we were on stage as they were doing their sound check. So the band was up there, but not.
Okay.
But we had so much fun. We took pictures in front of their trailer and in front of their guitar.
I saw that.
Like, this is really awesome.
Someday. Yeah. Did you think, wow, someday that could be us? Do you think?
Well,
or are you guys just having a good time?
We're just having a good time. I mean, honestly, it's only about the music for us. We just have a lot of fun.
Yeah, the best part about it is we make the songs our own.
Yeah.
You know, and the reaction you get from people.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. When Andrea sings, especially when we do acoustic live, and see people turn in their chairs and look at the song that we're doing, you get a reaction. Take some back or whatever. Especially when we play a lot of old country and so forth. So our joy is...
You guys sing some Johnny Cash, June Cash?
Yeah. Of course, we do.
We
Jackson.
Got married in a fever.
Hotter than
a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson.
Absolutely.
Keep going.
Ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. Don't want to mess my around.
See, we're in Dolly, got it right there.
All right, there you go. I'm going to lead you right into the next song for you guys. Hotter than pepper sprout. I'm going to stop singing.
We've been talking about Jackson
ever since the fire went out. Yeah,
I'm going to Jackson.
Going to mess around. I think that's it.
Honey,
I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hill. Go play your hand, you big talking man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Cat, comb that hair.
Yeah, I'm going to wall in Jackson.
See if I care.
I love it. Oh my God, that is so
fun. You gotta join us at Last Fling. That would be a blast.
Oh my goodness. Well, we'll have to talk before that.
Sing about it. You can sing, girl.
I just love singing country. I love singing rock and roll too. I was at Rib Fest and saw you guys up there and the band Perry. And then the other night, the next night, Sammy Hagar was up. And I thought, I love rock and roll. Look at how much I love rock and roll. I mean, it's just incredible. But country.
That's why we cover some of it in our band because we love it. We can't get totally away from it. So we throw some in there.
Yeah.
Well, it was so great to have you guys in the studio today. Thrilled.
So fun to be here. Thank you for
having me. I cannot wait to see you guys, introducing you on the Homebridge Financial Services and the Dolly McCarthy Show Entertainment Stage at the Last Fling. Come on out and see Thirsty Boots. There's also going to be some other country bands there. Yeah. I won't list them right now. We'll just focus on Thirsty Boots, one of my favorite local country bands. You guys, where's the farthest you've played? And do you do weddings? What do you do?
Sure. Well, we'll do pretty much anything. private parties, but probably the furthest we played this summer was out Lauderdale Landing on Lauderdale Lakes in Elkhorn.
Oh, fun.
It was a benefit for the firefighters.
Yeah. Raise the money for the first responders.
It's a big steak dinner outdoor. It was awesome. We had so much fun.
Yeah, play over the water, pontoon boats showing up.
Yep.
Oh, nice. Do you guys sing on a pontoon?
Of course we do.
We need to talk. When I was in a band, it was called Playdate because it was all moms. But country wasn't big, and the moms that I was with were really into the heavy metal.
Oh, God.
So we were kind of, So now country's out, and that's – and when I was singing in that band, people would come up to me after our sets and say, you know, Dolly, you have that country twang in your voice in the north side of Chicago, although my grandparents are from Fort Wayne, Indiana. They grew up on a farm. So maybe it's from that. I don't know. But
probably.
There's a little bit of country in everybody. You could be born in Chicago and still love country.
If you love it, it gets in your blood,
A little bit of country.
Yeah. A little rock and roll.
Who said that? Donnie and Marie? Yeah. Now we're really aging ourselves. Kim doesn't even know who Donnie and Marie are.
He does.
We run heaven. All right. Well, I'm so thrilled. Thank you guys so much for coming out. It was so much fun.
This was a great time.
Stick around. You can hang out in the studio and feel free to break out into song any moment. We're going to bring in shortly. I got to do a few promos again. We got a couple here. We're going to bring in Julia. I hope I'm saying her last name right. Sinople? She is a violinist and a hockey player. Is she here?
I don't know.
It's a great combination. And here's the best part about, I invited her on the show. I love the fact she goes to VA hospitals, veteran hospitals, and plays for the veterans.
We need our thirsty boots.
We need some thirsty boots in there. Yeah.
We need the fiddle and the thirsty boots.
Speaking of the veterans, you can bring her in. Honor the men and women of the U.S. military with the Healing Field of Honor in Naperville. That's November 6th through the 12th. You can keep yours in there. This year's theme is 50 years of healing to thank, honor, and highlight the service of the armed forces during the Vietnam War with a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall that's going to be there. Proceeds for this go to the Alan J. Lynch Medal of Honor Veterans Foundation. Go to healingfield.org/Naperville for a complete list of events or to purchase a flag or to become a sponsor. And speaking of our veterans, too, I've got to do a shout-out to our friends over at the Hollywood Palms in Naperville. Did you know on Mondays, veterans have benefits too? You can receive, if you're a veteran, you can receive free admission to the Hollywood Palms Cinema Bar and Eatery on Mondays. I love that. We love free stuff, don't we now?
Yes, of course.
Andrea's here. Can you get your headphones? What? I'm sorry, Julia's here. Hello. We got packed out today. Julia, come on up to the mic. Did you get off school today? You didn't start school yet. Here, get her up to the mic. Tim, I'm pointing and I'm bossing this girl around, telling her what to do and getting her set up. It's not my job. It's not in my job description to be bossy. I just want to get you heard. So I'm thrilled to have you today in the studio. Let me say, I'm not quite sure if I'm saying your last name right, Julia. Why don't you say it?
Sinople.
Get right up to the mic, honey. You got a sweet voice.
Sinople.
Julia Sinople is here in the studio. God, I'm thrilled to finally have you in here. Your dad reached out to me and told me all the good things that you're doing in the community. You're playing your violin. You're very talented. I've heard your music. Not only are you talented playing the violin, you are a hardcore ice hockey player too, huh?
Yeah.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Do you play in high school? You play in a league? How do you work that all in?
I play high school, and I also play AAA on the side.
Really? Wow. How much do you love that? What do you love more? Hockey? Violin? You had to choose.
Oh, hockey.
Yeah. I guess I take it you're a huge Hawks fan, too. Blackhawk fan, huh?
Yeah. Definitely.
Cool. So when did you start playing violin?
When I was about 4 years
old. That young? Wow. Yeah. Do you love playing, or is it just something that you just have always done?
Oh, I love
you
it.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
And so... when you're not practicing or playing at a concert, what do you like to do with that violin?
I like playing songs that I hear on the radio.
Yeah. Do you, so I hear that you go to veteran hospitals and you play for the veterans. Tell us about that. What made you decide to do that?
Well, I saw, like, a lot of things going around with the veterans and how they're not getting a lot of people coming to the VA for them. And
to entertain the veterans?
Yeah, like, they don't have anyone to come. So I decided, because I do know how to play the violin, that I should just go and try to please them.
Oh, that's sweet. So when they hear you, tell me what you're feeling when you're there. What's that feeling like for you to be able to do that?
Well, it's actually truly amazing, because they're, like, forgotten a lot, and people don't understand, like, what they went through when they were younger. And many of them have, like, their double amputees, and it's great to experience, like, seeing their faces smiling when they play.
Oh, that's so sweet. How old are you?
14.
14. You are a wise, wise, sweet 14-year-old. You know that.
Thank you.
A lot of 14-year-olds are busy with their own lives, and to take the time out to help someone and please someone else and put a smile on their face with your talent, you know, that's pretty incredible. Did you bring your violin?
No.
You're kidding me. Are you sure? Are you serious? You didn't bring your violin? Okay. Never come on a radio show without the violin. That's why you're here today. I wanted to hear you play live. Seriously, you didn't bring it? Oh, that's a disappointment. That's a bummer. Okay, well, we'll have to have you on again with your violin. I don't have any music. You didn't send me any music. We would have loved to have heard you. Okay, so let's see. Let's see. Now, since we don't have your music and you didn't bring your violin, what's your website so people could go there and hear your music? Do you have a website? Do you have music on YouTube?
No.
Nothing. That's okay. That's okay.
I'm not trying to be a musician. Like, it's just something that I do.
Yeah.
On the side, I'm not trying to do it professionally.
Yeah. Oh, I get that. I get that. I love that. And that's kind of like with me. I tell people, I'm not going to be a professional DJ. I'm not a professional talk show host. I just do it. It just happens. But, I'm disappointed. I wanted to hear you play. Oh, all right. Well, would you come back another time and we'll listen to you play?
Definitely.
Okay. Are you familiar with the Thirsty Boots Band? Now you are. Now you are. You know what? You don't have to be a professional musician to do something you love. And I just love how you've been going around to the... What other VA hospitals do you go to? Do you go to Hines?
Yeah, that's the main one.
The main one? How often do you go there?
Once a month or twice.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Anywhere else you go and perform? People can hear your music and just...
I go to homeless shelters, too.
Wow.
The Cornerstone Community Outreach in downtown Chicago.
Wow, that's fantastic. So really, what made you decide to do that? You're busy. You're 14. You want to hang out with your friends. You want to go to the mall, right? You're texting. You're tweeting. You're Instagramming. What made you think, I'm going to do this?
Like, I don't have time anyway, like, to do all that stuff because I play really competitively in hockey, but when I do have time, like, I don't know, it's just like looking, like, researching these topics in school and, like, having to write papers about them just, like, really made me feel inspired to play for these people.
How important is it for you?
Really important.
Really important, yeah. And you could probably will continue to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. All right, let's talk about your hockey career. Is that something you want to do professionally? You could be the first female National Hockey League player. You know that. That could happen.
There is actually a National Hockey League for women.
There is a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Or for females?
For females.
Well, what about being on the Blackhawks? Would that be possible? Ever, you think?
Maybe in 1,000 years.
Why is it that women are not allowed on the Blackhawks team?
No.
Or other NHL teams? Curious about that.
Because it's a male-dominated sport, so.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Women are taking it back.
Yeah. Okay. What position do you play?
I play center.
Okay.
So forward.
Wow. So you're like the star out there. How often do you play?
Anytime I can get on the ice. Today, I'm going back for preseason because I play field hockey, too. And I'm going to skate on the ice.
You know, I'm a mom And so I can imagine how busy your parents are listening to your schedule. When I hear kids this busy, I know the parents are twice as busy. I don't know how they do it. So hats off to your mom and dad. Do you want to say anything to your mom and dad while you're on the radio? Go ahead. Now's the chance. Now's your chance to thank them for all those years. You know, I'm all about gratitude here. And I got to tell you, I'm really admiring you for what you give back in the community at 14 years old. Okay, folks, if you're listening, I'm sorry, we don't have any violin action going on here, but you could go to YouTube, right, and see some music there?
Maybe.
I thought I saw something on YouTube. Well, we'll have to check on that.
Yeah.
Where can people hear your music? They could just go to the VA? Or
yeah.
Do you perform at all anywhere else?
Yeah, I perform in a violin group.
Okay.
Strings of the Valley.
What is it called?
Strings of the Valley.
Strings of the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where do you live in Chicagoland, right?
I live in Glenview,
okay.
Illinois.
This is a long ride for you this morning, huh? Come all the way out here. Our studios are in Naperville.
Yeah.
Glenview is like an hour away because my sister's in Kenilworth. I know where that's at. So, I got to take a quick break. I got some announcements to make. And did you say you're a Sox fan? All right, we got to go break. I'm kidding. Hey, you know what? Let's clarify something right here, Ken, Katie. Ken knows that I'm a huge Cubs fan. But, yeah. But, you know what? I grew up on the northwest side of Chicago, and so I only knew the Cubs. I never knew the Sox even existed until those commercials came out. You remember those commercials? Na-na-na-na, hey, goodbye. Oh, there's a Sox team? And so I went to a Sox game, and what's his name? The guy that I pity the fool, Mr. T. He threw out the first pitch at that game, but I was at the old Comiskey Park. Yeah, with a bunch of nuns from my high school. They took us. They were all Sox fans. So what I want to get to is that I'm a Chicago fan. I'm a diehard Cubs fan, but I still root for the Sox. And you're 14. You can learn this very early on. You could be a fan of all Chicago teams, but your heart could be with the Sox. But you know what I don't like? I don't like how the negativity between the teams are. It's not necessary. So I think we should all, I know a lot of Cubs fans that cheered for the Sox when they were in the World Series. So I would hope the Sox fans would do the same. You know, we hope so. Yeah. Ken says he doubts it. All right. Well, listen, you know what? I'm going to make a couple announcements and we're going to come back. And Thirsty Boots is still in the studio. Would you guys play some more music?
Sure.
All right. Let's get you guys set up while I do some of these announcements. And, it's been a real joy to talk to Julia Sinopel. Congratulations to you.
Thank
Stay
you
in
so
touch,
much.
And let's get you on the show again with your violin. Would you come back with your violin next
Definitely.
Time?
Definitely.
Okay, perfect. Keep up the good work, my friend, and good luck with the new school year.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. I got to make a quick announcement here. The first annual Kindness Gala is to be held in Bolingbrook. Full Heart Publishing is excited to announce a local gala that will help support area nonprofits. Amy Logan, the author of the popular children's book, A Girl with a Cape. Hey, she's been on this show before. And she's the founder of the Kindness Gala. She's looking for a way to give back to those who give so much but just need a little help. And she's doing it with the Kindness Gala. The Pink Party is the launch of this book, but more importantly, a community event to spotlight local non-for-profit groups. Since her book came out, Logan has been on a CAPE campaign, creating a positive environment by spreading the message of her books that you matter and the world needs you to hundreds of schools, women's groups, and businesses. So I'm thrilled to be a part of this. We are supporting this gala, the Kindness Gala. Go to www.kindnessgala.com for tickets to this inaugural event. This is going to be, let me see the date. Do I have a date here? Uh-oh. There's no date. I think it's October 1st. I got a press release without a date for this event. All right. You'll have to go to the website and check it out, folks. But wouldn't it be nice? You're going to a party, a gala, and it's all about being kind to each other. I love that. You know? It's so neat. All right, another announcement. The Naperville Jay Sleaze are inviting you to make memories to last a lifetime this Labor Day weekend. Join them for the 50th Last Fling celebration on September 4th through September 7th along the Riverwalk in downtown Naperville. You can check out 25 bands, including the Thirsty Boots band here. They're here in the studio. Don't go away. They're going to be playing some songs. There's two stages featuring Daughtry, Lita Ford, Jack Russell's Great White, Chevelle, and more. And we are thrilled to be a sponsor along with our good friends over at Homebridge Financial services, the Dolly McCarthy Show. We're thrilled to be sponsoring the entertainment stage where you can check out Thirsty Boots on Country Day. That would be Sunday, September 6th. There's also going to be a carnival all weekend long. So come to downtown Naperville this Labor Day weekend. Find everything Fling at lastfling.org. All right. Are you guys ready?
Sure. Yes, we are.
Okay. Ken Cady and Andrea Honeykey are here from Thirsty Boots Band. And take it away. What are we singing?
We are going to do House That Built Me by Miranda Lambert.
Oh, I love that song. Oh, you're going to make me cry.
It's okay.
Oh, love that song.
Probably me too. It's a personal favorite of both of ours. So.
You know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. And up those stairs in that little back bedroom where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, well, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. Thought if I could touch this place or feel it, the brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. Thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden magazines. Plans were drawn in concrete board, and nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave a life to Mama's dream. Thought if I could touch this place or feel it, the brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. Thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. You leave home, you move on, and you do the best you can. I got lost in this whole world. God, who I am. I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. Thought that maybe I could find myself. I could walk around, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
Wow, Another great one. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I love the way he picks that guitar on that song. It's so beautiful.
That, too. I keep pointing out her voice, but let's give credit to Ken Katie over here. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you. Loved it.
Okay, we can hear you live again. You can hear her live again at Naperville's Last Fling on September 6th. We've been talking to Thirsty Boots. They're Chicagoland's rock and country band covering today's top artists and a few great classics. And they put on a high-energy show that's sure to get any party started, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
We had a party here today
in the studio,
didn't we?
In the morning. This is cool.
Right?
Do you guys have any plans to write your own music?
Not so much. Not right now.
You're just having too much fun like this, riding this wave.
Yeah. I have a lot of fun singing the covers at the moment. So.
Yeah. How about Nashville? Any plans to go to Nashville?
It's so funny you say that because I'm leaving for Nashville at 2:00 this afternoon.
Are you kidding?
No, what for?
For work? Don't tell me for work.
No, just a road trip with my daughter before she starts school next week and my son's girlfriend.
Your daughter? How old is your daughter? You do not look like a daughter who's old enough to go on a road trip and be off. Wait a minute.
She's starting at Paul Mitchell, so she graduated high school. She's 18.
Wow.
Yeah. And my son, I got to mention him too. I love him to death. He's going to be 21, so...
Okay, you do not look like a mother of a 21-year-old. Holy cow.
She was 12.
No, I just married my high school sweetheart pretty young.
How do you stay? Look at this. You've got that twinkle in your eye. Sorry, Ken, I'm ignoring him.
I don't have a twinkle.
You have a twinkle. She's got that twinkle in her eyes and always smiling. What brings you joy in life?
Oh, absolutely. My kids, my husband, my music, and my family. I've got the coolest family. My brothers, sisters, my parents, everybody. Very close. But, yeah, That's
awesome.
That's the best thing.
How about you, Ken? Let's ask. No.
Yeah.
You got to be close to the mic.
Yeah, have I been to Nashville? Yeah. First time last year, Nashville.
First time?
Yeah.
Wow.
And a magical thing happened. I was out with my daughter, and we're at some bar. I think it's called Whiskey Man Saloon. And there's a girl
I can
there.
Hear you. Come closer to
me. All right. Yeah, so we are at a bar at Whiskey Man Saloon.
Yeah, lean in.
In Nashville.
Okay.
And some girl up there, her name is Sean Mayer, great recording artist. She was awesome. And she was talking about how she met her boyfriend. And then she said, you know what? More importantly, let me do a song about how I broke up. and I yelled out to her, I guess you can't get what you want. Something like that. And she handed me the guitar. She said, want to do it? So I got to go up on stage with her. And pretty cool when you're in front of your 16-year-old daughter in Nashville on stage with a really good, renowned recording artist.
How awesome is that?
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
If
so
we could get her
Nashville,
in here.
I got to play on Broadway. It was really awesome. Yeah. Yeah,
fantastic.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe we can get her in here and bring you back in here.
She's from Iowa. And
that's not too far.
She hangs in Nashville. Yeah, so.
That's a stone's
throw.
Take
the show. Let's go down there.
Yeah, Nashville.
Yeah, right?
Nashville's a magical place.
I've only been
there once, but the Dolly McCarthy Show is planning to go for the CMA Fest next June.
Oh, cool. Nice.
So hopefully you guys could come along on that road trip with
us. Awesome.
We're
going to
kick off our summer road trip with the trip down to CMA Fest.
I would go in a heartbeat.
All right.
Bring your daughter.
Tell us about this road trip. Just the two of you are going to be going down an 8-hour ride and your son's girlfriend.
My son's
sweet.
Girlfriend. So the three of us. And we're going in my convertible. So it'll be like Thelma, Louise, and
Thelma
and Kelly. we're just going to go down until Monday. We're just going to sightsee and listen to music and check out a lot of the live bands. And
Go to Tootsie's.
I got to get to Tootsie's. Yeah, I've got a cousin that lives there. So we'll stay with them too. And it's just going to be a blast.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you guys get to go to Country Thunder this summer? Do you go to those country fests?
Because
you're busy performing, probably.
Well, that's the thing. Our weekends are tied up with shows.
Yeah, but they did reach out to us. They were trying to set up a spot for us to play at Country Thunder.
So maybe next year.
So we got the old email, too full, but hopefully next year.
Hopefully next year. That would be great.
Really great.
Yeah, you guys would be wonderful. I really had a great time with you guys on the show today.
So
thank you so much. Come back again.
I hope so. We'll be here tomorrow. So.
Anyway.
Be you could come. What a great time you've had. All right, so thanks to Thirsty Boots, to Ken Katie and Andrea Honeykey. I love your last name, Honeykey. It's so fitting for you too. You're like a honey. You're like a little Honeykey. So sweet. We're looking forward to seeing you guys on the Homebridge Financial Services and the Dolly McCarthy Show Entertainment Stage at the Last Fling. All the proceeds for the Last Fling. Thanks to the JCs for putting this on. But they go to Naperville or community charities, Naperville Cares, Loaves and Fishes. I could go on 360 Youth Services. There's so many worthy groups. And thanks to bands like you guys for coming out and performing and entertaining the crowd so they can give back, through beer sales or whatnot.
Yeah.
So the entertainment stage is a cool little area too.
That's right
Not
here.
So little, but it's a great area. It's very
next
intimate.
To a beer tent, right? No.
Yeah, it's
no,
right
no.
next to a beer
well,
tent.
That's
so
convenient.
It's not far from the beer, and it's a great sound over there.
Yeah.
So you guys, we're looking forward to having
oh,
you.
We cannot
so
wait.
So excited. Thank you guys
yeah.
so much again for coming
yeah,
on. Do you want to end with a song, and then I'm going to go to my gal pal Claire Dunn, one of my favorite.
Sure.
You know Claire Dunn?
Yeah, if you have time for one more.
We'll do one more, and then I'm going to play Claire Dunn, my favorite song right now from Claire Dunn. She's a rock and country singer. She does this great mix. Have you
awesome.
Guys heard of her?
No.
Of rock and country. Holy cow, she was at Country Thunder, and I told my brother, I was trying to get there, I was stuck in traffic. I go see Claire Dunn on stage. And my brother loves country, but he's like a little nervous of new country artists. So he got over there and he said, she is amazing. So we're going to play her song. She was on the show before. She was on the show a few weeks ago. And I have a girl crush on her, too.
Oh, really? I'm going to check
the
her out.
The word's going to get out that I'm something other than what I am. But I'm not. I'm straight as an arrow. But I just love these gals. I admire them. And now I have another one to admire.
Cool.
All right. Take it away. Thirsty Boots.
Let's see what I can do with this cold here. But we'll try. Tim McGraw song.
Diamond rings and no bar stool. One's for queens and one's for fools. One's a future and one's a past. One's forever.
Wonderful and amazing woman ever, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, everybody. Well, on that note, we have to end the show. So, as I say every show, stay positive, be good, everybody, be good to each other. If you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Check out all those great interviews we had. We had such a great summer road trip, and the road trip continues at the Naperville Last Fling Labor Day weekend. Thanks again, Thirsty Boots, for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Dolly.
Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening. And here is Claire Dunn, my gal.
Sometimes I wish you just. Well, if I told you what I'm really thinking, it might make you blush.
just a night, I wanna, it ain't nothing like I feel from no one else. Yeah, I'm thankful.
Days are over, autumn red lights are green. So move on, move on, move on.